If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified here on this Wednesday of the first week of Lent. Let us always be filled with your Spirit, and let us be humble before you, that we may be guided to a greater holiness in you when Easter comes. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we have an interesting set of readings. We actually discussed one of them a little while ago, but we have an interesting set of readings having to do with Jonah. And we know the story. That's what we discussed a little while ago about Jonah. But this is the reading not only from Jonah, but also in Luke, where Jesus talks about the people who listened to Jonah, who the Queen of Sheba, who came to listen to Solomon, yet he's speaking to people who refuse to listen to him. And what he's talking about there is something that's really so important. It is the idea of having the closed heart. And that's what the Pharisees did. They felt that they knew everything there was to know, and so they had a closed heart, and in doing so, they weren't able to be humble before the Lord and hear his wisdom because they thought that he was wrong and they were right. And we're seeing that happen in our Catholic world today, where you hear people who are attacking the Pope, who are refusing to listen to the Pope, who refuse to acknowledge that there is a Pope, although they call themselves Catholics. You know, there are plenty of people who may be listening who may be part of another Christian religion who say, well, I refuse to listen to the Pope. Well, yeah, but you're not Catholic. That's different. You know, you're not Catholic. I mean, that's different. That's expected, you know. You may say the Pope has some great things to say and I'm going to listen to what he says, but you don't have to obey the Pope because you're not Catholic. Hello? And I know you know that. But when you hear people who are Catholic, who are, no, I know better than the Pope, that's what the Pharisees did. It's exactly what, and that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying to them, not saying the Pope is Jesus, we understand that, but what he's saying to them is the signs are there that there is true wisdom here. The signs are here that the teachings are being fulfilled, and you are not listening, therefore you are hard-hearted, and in doing so, that you do not understand what's going on. However, in the past, we see examples of people doing what you don't do, and that is the Ninevites, who were despised by Jonah, and they were against against Israel. But when Jonah, as a Jew, or an Israelite, walks through the Nineveh and starts telling the people to repent, they listen, they obeyed, they realized there was a deep wisdom there that was also teaching them a deep truth. And when they walk also, when you see the story of the Queen of Sheba, which we looked at 2 weeks ago, when the Queen of Sheba, who comes all the way from Ethiopia, what we would call today Ethiopia, it comes all the way up and speaks to Solomon because she recognizes his wisdom. And then Jesus is saying, but here I am as the Son of God in your midst, and you refuse to listen to a word I say because you think you know more than I do, then you are not in the same position as even the Queen of Sheba, who was not Jewish, as even the people of Nineveh, who were not Jewish. And obviously, we're not talking about, he's talking to Jews at the time, but we say that within the context of the Catholics. And we say that, the Ninevites weren't, they were pagans. So was the Queen of Sheba, pagans. But therefore, they understood wisdom where they saw it. But this reflects something that's so dangerous. And that is when we are listening to someone who claims to be smarter than the wisdom of the church and claims to obey the church in being smarter than this wisdom, they don't understand that they have closed hearts. And that's a real dangerous thing to be. The saints always talked about the importance of obedience. Now, obedience reflects something that is important to understand. It never reflects an unlawful teaching or an incorrect teaching per se that is unjust. So that's a different story. If someone said to you, which no one's going to do, but if someone said to you, we need money to go rob a bank so that we have money for our ministry, well, that you just turn around and say, no, absolutely not. I'm definitely not going to do that. But if you were to have someone speak to you and say, don't listen to anything the Pope says, which a lot of people are doing today, because he's not a true Catholic, he's a heretic, he's this, all of that is incorrect, all of that is wrong, and the saints would turn around and say to that person, you are wrong. You have a right to listen to what the Pope says, and you have a right to turn around and say, I'm not so sure I want to accept that. I might accept a higher standard. That's fine. Remember, anything that is church rules is the minimum standard of how to live your Catholicism. But you can't turn around and say, the Pope is wrong, and I refuse to listen to the Pope. You don't have the authority to do it. You don't have the qualification to do it, and you don't have the ability to do it, but you can turn around and say, I hear what the Pope is going to say. I'm not going to necessarily follow that, but what I am going to do is at least follow a higher standard than that. That's fine. Do you understand that? But you have to be careful of these people who are turning around and saying, we know better than what the church is teaching. Remember, you cannot be more Catholic than the Catholic Church. And I'm talking about Catholics who talk like that. I'm not talking about people from other religions, because by default, they're not necessarily going to agree with the Catholic Church. That's why they're not Catholic. So we understand that. But I'm talking about Catholics and that's a very easy path, very easy, quick path to hardness of heart. It's a very dangerous path. It's a very quick path to hardness of heart. You can say, I acknowledge what the Pope says, but I'm going to follow a different and higher standard. That's fine. But you can't turn around and say, I reject what the Pope says, and therefore I refuse to listen to him, and then still call yourself Catholic. Can't do that. Do you understand the difference? You can disagree with the Pope, but you can't reject the Pope. And that's something that's happening very strongly in some of our neighboring states, especially to the north. And it's a real issue. It's something that's a real problem. That's why I think one of the great writings we have is from Cardinal Sarah in this midst, because he's someone who has made some statements where he says, look, I really don't agree with the way the Pope expressed this, but I don't reject the Pope. He's really good at saying some very powerful things, but he's also bringing in the whole spirituality, the whole reality of God, the whole faith. He's doing all of that in a very powerful way. And that's why I think he's such a great voice for us today, Cardinal Sarah. But we have to be careful, because this is what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about this reality of people who have pridefully, in his time, rejected Christ to the point that they don't even acknowledge they put themselves below the Ninevites and the Queen of Sheba in their recognition of what they consider wisdom, and not realize that those two groups understood wisdom and they pursued it, but these others think they're wise, and he's saying, you're not. You're not wise at all, and you think you are. And as I said, this is happening in our church today. You can watch it happening, and it's a real struggle. It's a tragedy to see, but it also helps us to understand more deeply the Gospels. And this is one of the things that we have to recognize. And I think one of the things that's happened in this, it's very strong here in the United States, and it's because we have this idea that we are smarter than the magisterium, we're smarter than the history, and we can make our decision, even if we're not qualified, of what we believe is true. No, we can't, because we stand upon the wisdom of the church, which goes back 2,000 years, and therefore we want to be humble before the Lord and humble before the Spirit and how the Spirit is working in the church before we turn around and say we know better than the Spirit, even though we may not recognize we're doing that. Do you understand how that works? I hope that comes out right. So this is one of the more serious aspects that's happened in our church of late. It's a real issue, but it helps us to understand passages like this. And what happens is this is the formula to a hardened heart. And the people who have the most hardened of hearts don't recognize it. That's the whole point of having a hardened heart. They don't see that they have a hardened heart. And this is an important distinction. So we recognize that, we understand that, we see that. And in light of that, we see where the Lord is leading us, the Lord is guiding us, the Lord is taking us, and we want to be humble before Him. So we obey Him in our prayer, in our seeking to do the will of God. And we, among other things, need to avoid those people who say, I know better than the church, because they don't. We're going to talk more tomorrow. And of course, we're continuing through this week of first week of Lent as we prepare for the second Sunday of Lent and as we prepare to continue through this powerful time. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.